And now for the only show that will endanger Paul Bass FCC license. Broadcasting live from the corner of Elm and Orange here in New Haven, you're listening to the Connolly and Kanish Sports Radio Hour on 103.5 FM LP and online at newhavenindependent.org. I'm Adam Joseph in this week's update. And we actually have some breaking news this morning. NFL Network insider Ian Rapoport is reporting that the Rangers will file relocation papers to move from Oakland to Las Vegas. That obviously is a great idea, put a bunch of pro athletes in Vegas. With Wild Card Weekend in the books and the Giants wide receivers available to hang out on boats with Justin Bieber, we are at the divisional round. In a battle of birds, the Seattle Seahawks fly to Atlanta to take on the Falcons. It's 4:35 today. This will be a rematch of Week 7 battle between the two eventual playoff teams. Seattle escaped that week with a 26-24 win, but the game was marred by controversy with a non-pass interference call on Richard Sherman. Tonight, Houston battles the Patriots up in Foxborough. Texans head coach Bill O'Brien will go up against the quarterback he once coached, Tom Brady, and the coach he once worked for, Bill Belichick. New England, big favorite in Vegas. Tomorrow, the Pittsburgh-Kansas City game has actually been moved to the evening to accommodate the bad weather. The hottest team in the AFC, Pittsburgh, which has won 8 straight, including a wild card weekend win over the Dolphins, will take on Andy Reid, who's historically been great with a bye week to prepare. Despite Kansas City's home field advantage, this game could feature a road favorite or pick 'em line. Green Bay will take on Dallas Cowboys deep in the heart of Texas in the NFL's marquee matchup. That's a 4:40 kickoff tomorrow afternoon. Dallas is back in the spotlight, but will take on a battle-tested contender with a Super Bowl-winning quarterback. It was also a busy week for the league's coaching carousel. The Chargers have hired Bills interim coach and offensive coordinator Anthony Lynn. The Rams announced the hiring of Washington offensive coordinator Sean McVay, who at 30 years old becomes the youngest coach in modern NFL history. I suppose he's also the first millennial to take over a head coaching gig.
Yeah, how do you feel about that?
I feel old. I mean, he doesn't turn 31 until the 24th. That means he was born during Reagan's second term.
Okay, that makes me feel old, too.
Yeah, that makes you feel old, too. Yeah. The Bills have tapped Panthers defensive coordinator Sean McDermott as Rex Ryan's replacement. And the Denver Broncos have hired Dolphins defensive coordinator, and I'm assuming my cousin, Vance Joseph, as their new head coach following Gary Kubiak's decision to step away for health reasons. Jacksonville has removed the interim tag from Doug Marrone to make him the permanent head coach, and Tom Coughlin was named the club's executive vice president. Turning to college football, your JMU Dukes are national champions. During their playoff run, the Dukes faced the University of New Hampshire, a team that was in the postseason for 13 straight years. Sam Houston State, the highest scoring offense in the FCS. North Dakota State, the five-time defending national champion in Youngstown State under the guide of head coach Bo Pelini. They outscored all four of their opponents, Vin, by a combined 115 points. Also, Clemson beat Alabama. And happening right now, Tottenham are taking on Vinny's Baggies, West Bromwich Albion, at White Hart Lane. Tottenham up 2-0 late. We're going to talk football this weekend. We're also looking for a permanent replacement co-host, I suppose. In the absence of Joel, you'll notice no coughing.
Yeah, I mean, this is strange, you know. And this is, people should, you know, either figure out whether this is a... You know, Joel is a, you know, guest host, or he's, you know, he's a host. I mean, this week he has been suffering from the plague.
He's sort of like the glue or the mucus that holds the show together.
He is. I mean, and, you know, there's no coughing, there's no sneezing. Just not the same without
Yeah, no long pauses where he's tapping on his teeth looking for the right answer. It's, you know, Joel, this one's for you, buddy. This show is, I'm going to dedicate this one to you.
Almost a moment of silence is needed.
Yeah.
Well, so we could cough into the microphone, make us all feel better.
Yeah.
Miss Joel.
Yeah. I think Paul has asked us. He's going through microphone covers at a disturbing rate after Joel uses them.
Well, I do notice in the studio right now that there are Kleenex. There's some tea. There's all kinds of medical stuff. I'm guessing because Joel was here last Saturday.
Yeah. No, They've had to schedule a lot of pre-program because of all the illness that I think Joel is wrought on everyone. But let's look at the first game this weekend. Today, you got your Seattle Seahawks heading to Atlanta to take on the Falcons. I mean, Matt Ryan, perennial, well, at least this year, is a MVP contender.
And, you know, and has choked in the playoffs. I mean, he has choked in the playoffs for a few years now. You know, I think Seattle is probably a sentimental favorite and certainly a favorite amongst gamblers. I don't see how Atlanta loses this game.
Really? Really? Yeah. You think their defense is going to stack up? I mean, not that the Seahawks offense is anything like it was. I mean, when they had, you know, an actual running game.
I don't see how Atlanta loses this game. They have, you know, their running game is as good as there is in the NFL this year. Seattle doesn't stop the run real well. And, you know, this is not in Seattle.
Yeah.
I mean, every game could be now the last game in the Georgia Dome.
That's a good point.
You know what I mean? So I think you got a motivated base down there. I think Ryan has heard he's not, you know, a playoff quarterback. This is a team that won a lot of games. I don't see how they could stop Atlanta running game.
Game tonight, probably not even really going to be a game. I saw something on The Onion where it was like, Bill Belichick advises team not to be distracted by Texans this week as they move into the next round of the playoffs.
It's pretty good.
Yeah. I mean, the Brock Osweiler playoff era continues, I guess.
I think if this was another team and another coach with a line as big as it is, you have a hard time like saying, well, you know, maybe they get trapped. But this is a Bill Belichick, Tom Brady led team. You know, the line is 16. I mean, it's the third highest playoff, you know, spread in the last 30 years. I mean, you got to go back to Joe Willie Namath and the Colts to find a bigger playoff spread, I think. I mean, it's down to 15.
Oh, okay.
So it's down to 15.
What does Vegas know that we don't know? The line's moving.
But the line has moved down to 15. I think, you know, like I said, this is a Belichick Brady led team. Brady is still pissed off. Am I allowed to say that on this radio?
You just did.
I think you just got to go back to look what they did that last weekend against Miami.
Yeah.
A game that literally did not mean
anything
much,
to them.
Yeah. Right. They're playing for home field advantage, but most likely going to get it. And they just beat the crap out of the Dolphins. I mean, Brady plays the whole game. You know, they don't take games like this lightly. I mean, I think you've seen over the course of how many years, a playoff team that's supposed to win in the first round and they get upset, right? Yeah. I mean, but this is a game in Foxborough with those two guys at the head. The defense is, you know, certainly not as bad as it was in the beginning of the year. I could see them winning by 20 points there.
Yeah. The Texans just aren't a good team. I mean, they've have good defensive players when they're healthy, which they're not.
New Jersey's own?
Yeah, Brian Cushing, Bergen Catholic graduate, which is down the street
from you, I'm guessing.
Yeah, down the street from where I grew up. Yeah, okay.
You didn't go to Bergen Catholic?
No. Listen,
seeing as you're not Catholic, you're half Catholic.
There was some recruitment by one of the other Catholic high schools when. Pascal Hills is thinking about cutting sports programs.
What's the other good football team down there?
There are three. So there's there are three actually in northern New Jersey. So there's Bergen Catholic.
Yeah.
There's Don Bosco Prep.
Don Bosco.
Yeah, that's where one of Sims's kids went.
Yeah. Okay. That's the game that was the team I was thinking of.
Yep. And St. Joe's is the other.
Okay.
All three sort of battle it out in Bergen County, New Jersey for
football supremacy.
Yeah, at least top Catholic football supremacy.
Okay.
Yeah, good teams.
Yeah, I mean, those teams have produced some real players, right?
Yeah. I think New England rolls tonight with the NFL coaching carousel quickly filling up and fewer seats being available. I think it's less of a distraction for Matt Patricia and Josh McDaniel. I mean, it looks like McDaniel's probably heading out to San Francisco.
I guess the question for you, if you're an assistant coach, you always want to go back to being a head coach, right? If you were a head coach, certainly you want to go back. Second time around, always does better. They always do better. Like, you know, except for like people like, you know, Shanahan and Dan Reeves, and I think, you know, some of the older guys who just went to go cash checks afterwards. You know, McDaniel could be a, you know, why are you leaving Tom Brady to go to San Francisco though?
Yeah, and that franchise is a dumpster fire at the moment. Guys retiring early.
Joel's favorite, the dumpster fire.
Although they are supposedly the next head coach of the Niners actually gets to pick the GM. That's a little interesting.
Well, that's, you know, that's the deal you could cut if you are, you know, Josh McDaniels at this point, right? I mean, like, you're allowed to say, I'll come. Your franchise sucks. And where's Eddie DeBartolo? This is the guy I want picking the players like a coach. I mean, if that's the case, why did they let Jim Harbaugh go?
Well, I mean, I think Jim Harbaugh got more money. I mean, Harbaugh wanted more control.
Right. But now you're going to give Josh McDaniels more control.
Yeah.
So why did you let Jim Harbaugh go?
Well, listen, Kyle Shanahan's still out there. McDaniel, Matt Patricia. I mean, I think they're going for an offensive coach.
Well, now they're the only team in the Bay Area. I mean, you know.
It's true.
Does the NFL let the Raiders move to Las Vegas?
It's interesting. I don't know. You need 24 votes.
Right.
So out of the, 30 owners?
Yep.
You need 24 votes, which is, that's a lot of votes. I don't know. I mean, I think.
What did the people like the Maras that own the Giants and the Rooney's?
Well, I think the Maras and the Rooney's are probably no's because they're old school families.
Right.
Conservative.
I mean, but you could certainly see, does Jerry Jones let them go?
I think if Jerry Jones is getting a taste, I mean, there's a relocation fee. I think that's involved for some of the teams.
So people like Jerry Jones and Bob Kraft.
Jerry Jones would do it just for them. I mean, I think Jerry Jones would do anything for a dollar.
If you're the guy who owns the Jacksonville Jaguars, which is an awful franchise.
Well, he wants to move them to London.
Yeah, I don't blame him. Have you ever been to Jacksonville?
No.
That's the point.
The Super Bowl didn't even want to go to Jacksonville.
Right. I mean, of all the places in Florida, Jacksonville.
Yeah. Yeah, and they were trying to put a team in Jacksonville for a while. I remember the Patriots were trying to move to Jacksonville back when the Sullivans owned the Patriots.
Oh, the Sullivans, huh?
Yeah.
Sullivan Tire?
Yeah, I think so.
That commercial's so annoying.
Yeah. But that was part of the plan. They were looking to relocate. They were maybe thinking about Jacksonville, and then the Sullivans fronted money for the Jackson 5 like reunion tour and the tour was a bust, and they didn't, or at least didn't make as much money as they thought it would. Right. So he ended up having to sell to some other guy. But while that was happening, Kraft, who owned the racetrack up there, right?
Yeah.
Had the option on the land. Really? I mean, Jacksonville does want to move to London, which is why they're one of the stadium that Tottenham Hotspur are building is going to be able to be used for football as well.
I think the NFL's got to be careful. You know, I think, you know, you move a team to Vegas, you have, you know, so Roger Goodell and his, you know, in his sporadic purity, right? You know, Tom Brady can't deflate a football, but he didn't see the video of Ray Rice.
Yeah.
You know, so he has this like sporadic purity. You're now putting an NFL franchise in the home of the only place that it's legal to actually bet on football.
Yeah.
You got to answer that question, right? I mean, like, you got to answer that. You can't pretend like, you know, it doesn't exist. You know,
I just have
CBS, right? You know, CBS morning, CBS, you know, broadcast, you know, pregame, right? They're not allowed to mention that the spread is 15 points. Right?
Yeah, it's...
You're moving a team to Las Vegas.
Listen, I think the NFL would be eventually in favor. I mean, Adam Silver's been out there wanting to allow gambling on sport. I mean, he sees that that's a way to keep fans in there, potentially prevent fans from, not that anybody's really like, oh, I got to get my fantasy basketball league, but keep interest and eyes on the game.
Absolutely. I mean, and the thing is, you can bet on it, you know, in different places too. I mean, you know, the NBA wanted to be a global, you know, brand. They have the casinos in Macau that, you know, like all these players go and play exhibition games in, you know, in the casinos in Macau and in China. You know, I mean, like, that's what they do. They gamble on these things.
Yeah. Michael Jordan only served a year for
right,
yeah, yeah. Year suspension, allegedly.
Michael Jordan had to go pretend to be a baseball player for a year so he didn't have to do this.
Now, listen, I don't know. I can't believe that Vegas, who had just its economy and housing market collapse in the last decade, is going to put money up for a professional team. I mean, if you want it enough, you'll put the money up. But I think that's surprising.
Well, awesome. I mean, I would assume that the stadium guarantee, you know, the casinos guaranteed a bunch of the luxury boxes.
Yeah.
Right. So they guaranteed a bunch of the luxury. So, I mean, here's the question. If you're the NFL, do you now put a Super Bowl in Vegas?
Oh, I think they'd put the next Super Bowl in Vegas. I really do. I mean, I think if they can make money off of it, I think you'll have some holdout families like the Rooneys, the Maras. You'll have a couple of other organizations that are going to hold out for a better deal, right? Like, I could see Jacksonville holding out saying, listen, I won't budge until...
Yeah, what's that?
Until you approve us moving over the line. If I'm Buffalo, I'm going to say the league needs to give me help putting together a stadium.
Right.
In Orchard Park, which... I got to tell you, I think you can put a team in Toronto and probably keep the Bills, by the way, in Buffalo. But
isn't there a team in Toronto?
The Argonauts, the Alouettes or something, the Rough Riders. I don't know. They're all basically the
Calgary Stampeders.
Yeah. Aren't there like two teams that are named like the Rough Riders in Canadian football?
I don't know.
Anyway, so... Maybe
Rocket,
Montreal.
Remember Rocket Ishmael played for the Toronto Argonauts.
Yeah, man. Listen, Doug Flutie. Buffalo's Doug Flutie. And briefly of the Patriots.
Where did he play? He played in...
I think he played in Toronto.
No, I think he was a...
Edmonton? Calgary?
Calgary. I think he was a Calgary guy.
Oh, West Coast.
Yeah.
I think that's where Calgary is.
Yeah, I think he was a Stampeders guy.
Listen.
Flutie Flakes.
I think you'll see the NFL move into London just to guarantee like a 10 a.m. game on half of their weekends because then you'll have a 10, you'll have the 1, and you'll have the 4.
That'll really screw up your fantasy football teams, by the way.
Oh, boy. Got to make decisions much earlier. So you'd have 4 games on Sunday, or at least 4 time slots on Sunday.
Yeah.
Thursday night, you know, Monday night.
And I got to tell you, like, the 8 o'clock game on Sunday, I got a hard time watching it.
Yeah.
I mean, I do. I have a hard time, like, if you're watching football for good, you know, from 1 o'clock on, by the time the 8 o'clock game comes around, I'm losing steam at that point.
Yeah, there are only so many games you can watch, only so many beer and male enhancement commercials that you can watch in any given day.
I mean, I think Joel could watch a lot of those.
Well, yeah. Poor Joel. So quiet here without him.
It's strange.
So, listen, I think if some of the owners can leverage stuff that they want out of it, yeah.
It's a dangerous game. I mean, it's baseball next. I mean, already the NHL is moving a team there. You know the NBA wants to get in there.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, some of those UNLV teams back in the Jerry Tarkanian days are probably better NBA teams than, you know, the Knicks at this point.
Now, could you imagine like a Vegas team being coached by like Calipari?
Oh, Jesus. Oh. Just, yeah, I can see that.
I mean, right? Like,
so like, you know, for today's games though, I mean, what are you thinking in the Seattle game?
I'm actually going to go with Seattle. There's something in my gut that says that they'll be able to slow down the Falcons running game enough, and they still have a very good secondary, injuries and defections aside.
Julio Jones.
I think this could be one of those 14-20 games that nobody really wants to watch.
This could get brutal.
Yeah. I mean, listen, Seattle's a team that scored like 5 points.
Right.
And I think still won, but against the Rams.
Yeah.
So.
That's a bad team. That's a bad.
There's something about Seattle that I just.
Hey, if you once again, if you're the NFL, I mean, you're getting into what is essentially the best weekend of NFL football.
Yeah, I got to tell you, the NFL, they care only about 4 o'clock on Sunday.
Yeah. 4 o'clock? I mean, well, tonight's game, I mean, like, you know, I mean, I would assume they were praying, you know, Roger Goodell was praying for a little snow in Foxborough tonight. That's not going to happen.
I mean, that game is going to be a walk. The Seattle game could be ugly. Like, Saturday could be actually just an ugly day for the NFL.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, like, right, because you could have a game at, you know, at 4 o'clock today that is, you know, 9-6.
Yeah.
And then tonight's game could be a,
41-3.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I mean, you know, 41-10 on a garbage, you know.
Yeah, late touchdown.
Yeah, late touchdown. And then moving off of the 1 o'clock game on a Sunday,
yeah.
I think, I mean, you're inviting people just to go do something else.
Yeah. I mean, but I think, I mean, Sunday night, I think it'll be interesting. You'll have Andy Reid chewing on a Slim Jim, trying to figure out whether or not to throw a challenge flag or call a timeout.
Why did they move the game?
There's supposed to be ice storms throughout the country, beginning in the panhandle of Texas all the way through the Midwest, even into the Ohio River Valley.
That was like a weather update.
I, you know, turned on little NBC this morning, Weekend Today show.
All right.
Caught the weather report.
Was Max doing it?
No. No.
They don't let Max do like weather, right?
Yeah, this is the national news.
Yeah, okay.
National news.
All right.
I mean, you know, Max is still at a AAA over here. Yeah, so they move
off the 1 o'clock game on the Sunday of, like I said, which is really the best football weekend if you're for playoffs, right? I mean, like you have four games.
Yep.
It's the last time you're going to see four games. I mean, you know, next week you get the conference championships. You know, there are 4, 5, 6, 7 games left. I mean, there are only 7 games, unless you're counting the Pro Bowl. There are 7 NFL games left in the season. You know, I mean, and, you know.
That math checks out, by the way.
Yeah.
Just checked
it. I counted in my head quickly.
I was like, oh, man, he screwed this up.
No. No.
Wrote that one in for landing.
4 today, 2 next week, and then the Super Bowl. I mean, that's, you know, that's it. And then the NFL's done.
Yeah.
And 2 of their games, people don't want to watch.
Yeah, I think Saturday is a lost day for football. How long are people going to tune in for a Saturday night game to see just an angry man in a cut off hoodie sweatshirt walking up and down the sideline? In a game that's going to be garbage, the Texans offense can't move the ball.
Yeah, if it's close at halftime, maybe.
Yeah,
you know,
no, the people that are going to be interested in this game.
I mean, listen here, Bill O'Brien's a good coach.
He is, although, I mean, they keep talking about firing him in Texas. Had he lost last week, they were talking about giving him the axe. So.
I mean.
I don't know what it is. I think he's a good coach, too. They still want to fire him. It's unreal.
You know, it's the Texans.
Not a good franchise.
Definitely not a good franchise.
But, yeah, no, the majority of the people that are going to be interested in this game are going to be named like Sully, Murph, Pat, Tommy, Timmy. Mikey.
You're doing a little Goodwill Hunting there?
A little bit, right? Huh? Yeah. You like that?
It was good.
Yeah, thanks. But tomorrow, I mean.
Listen, tomorrow's game, our buddy, friend of the program, Ed Turnus, is down in Dallas. He has.
Oh, the Marshals brought him back down there for a warrant or what?
No. No, he went down to, Dallas. He has 4 tickets to the game. Sold all 4 tickets to the game and is using that money to pay for his weekend down in Dallas, which is, you know, not a bad move.
I guess. I mean, it would have been better if he had 5 tickets to the game and sold 4 of them to pay for the weekend.
Yeah, no. I mean, I think he's perfectly happy. You know, around Dallas Stadium, there's a couple good bars. So I'm guessing Eddie Boy's down there tailgating and getting ready.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, you know, that's the game everyone wants to see. I mean, that's the.
Oh.
You know, that is the marquee game, 4 o'clock tomorrow afternoon, Dallas. You know, you have the rookie sensations on the Cowboys.
Yeah. Dak and Ezekiel.
You know, and then you have, you know, a guy who's just on, you know, one hell of a run here.
You take away the first 4 or 5 games of the season, and you look at what Aaron Rodgers done the last 9 or 10.
Yeah.
And, I mean, he's just, he looks like an MVP quarterback.
You're right. I mean.
Right? He looks like a guy that's been here before.
You know, they went on a tear after the, you know, that, you know, when Jordy Nelson went down on what could be a questionable hit, it's like that team went into another gear.
Yeah, they understood it was on at that point.
Yeah, I mean, like, they went into a different gear and just, you know, that halftime bull, whatever, I can't say it, Hail Mary, was just brutal.
Oh. Now, none of those guys were on the boat, and...
Yeah, none of those guys were on the boat.
I mean, you had... I had a real issue, by the way, with the way that game was called on television. Just every 5 seconds was about the boat. Like Troy Aikman forgot that he played with Michael Irvin and Nate Newton and guys that got in trouble during the season. Like, there was all of a sudden... Well,
they had the White House. Remember, that was the Cowboys, the White House they had, like, sort of right off their... right off their, basically their campus there, that was used for the cocaine and hooker parties of the Dallas Cowboys.
Yeah, and Troy probably did forget because of the CTE issues, but...
Yeah, no. Troy definitely had on his virgin pants.
Yeah, I mean, I don't get it.
But, here's the thing about Beckham, right?
Don't give anybody an excuse.
You gave everybody, you fed into this thing.
And I got to tell you, I think Justin Bieber... I think Justin Bieber's got a lot of bad karma around him. If I'm a professional athlete, I'm staying away from the Biebs.
Here's my question. You're Odell Beckham.
Why are you hanging out with Justin
Bieber? Why are you hanging out with Justin Bieber? Is it Beaver or Bieber?
Bieber.
So it's not Beeve.
No, he's not the Beeve. He's the Biebs.
Okay.
We can call him the Beaver.
I don't think I would know a song. He's a singer.
Yeah.
I don't think I would know a song.
I couldn't tell you one either, but...
So, once again, if you're... Odell Beckham. You could pretty much hang out with, I would assume, your choice of celebrity at this point.
Yep. Maybe they just went down to Florida, we're at a marina, and they're like, hey, this guy's got a boat. And it turned out to be the Biebs.
I don't know. I mean, like, don't you find, like, another sort of A-list celebrity to hang out with?
I mean, I would, but... Again, I'm not Odell Beckham, so...
It's just strange. I mean,
But then again, listen, you and I are a little bit older. You know, Beckham. Yeah. Beckham's a millennial. Biebs is a millennial.
Okay.
So, maybe...
Put it this way. Would Tom Brady be hanging out on a boat with... Even if it was in the off season?
No, he only hangs out with models.
Right!
And I respect that.
So do I! Would Julian Edelman be caught dead hanging out with Justin Bieber?
Julian Edelman strikes me as a guy that would be hunting something.
Right. I mean, like, Edelman strikes me as a guy who'd be, like, hanging out with, like, Matt Damon or something.
Oh, interesting.
Right? I mean, like, not Justin Bieber.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, like, he's like a teeny... I mean, like, it's like hanging out with New Kids on the Block.
Listen, I always like Donnie.
Okay.
I mean, he was great in Band of Brothers. So
he was good in Band of Brothers.
Right? Big Republican. Not that there's anything wrong with that, but
he's a Republican?
Yeah.
How could an Irish guy from Boston be a Republican?
I think Mark is too. Huh. Who knew?
I guess once you have money, you can become a Republican.
Yeah. Okay. So yeah, Jordy Nelson being out with the rib injury, not great for the Packers. That being said, they've got a wide receiver at running back. They've got guy that probably should have been running back to begin with in the league. The scouting report coming out of college on Montgomery was great wide receiver if you don't need him to run routes or catch anything.
Yeah.
So. But I mean, they're hot.
Where's Clay Matthews been, by the way? I mean, like, they went essentially like 3 quarters without mentioning his name.
Well, other than the direct TV commercials that you see him in all the time or whatever.
Exactly. I mean, like. I mean,
he's 30 years old.
So he's lost a step.
Yeah.
Now.
Yeah. I mean, you have a outside linebacker that is now in their 30s. He'll be 31 in May.
What? Why do you know his birthday?
Because I have a computer in front of me.
Okay.
I'm that good. See, I produce this show. I'm throwing some factoids.
Okay.
I got the Google and the, right. the Wikipedia. All I'm right. just, I'm all over the place here.
31 of May. Okay.
31 of May. Right? The end of his career is much closer than his great days.
Yeah, it's just like they literally went three quarters without calling his name.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, at least you got to see him every, 3 minutes for that commercial, though, so.
That is a bad commercial.
I don't know if it's so bad that it's good or if it's just really bad.
No, it's bad.
All right,
well, it's bad. The Aaron Rodgers, the house is on fire thing.
Yep.
That gets a little annoying.
Yeah, that's old.
I have to say
that. I got
to
tell you, know what I miss? I miss the Eli and Peyton Manning DirecTV commercials where it's like, I'm caveman Eli Manning. Like,
yeah, right.
Okay. Those were good.
Yeah, those were good.
Those were good.
I haven't seen a lot of good commercials. No good bear commercials either lately.
No. No. No, nothing, nothing to compare with late 80s, early 90s beer commercials.
Yeah, no, and, honest to God, the Papa John's things makes me want to puke.
Oh, yeah. it's not real pizza.
No, it's not real pizza. But I think, that is clearly the marquee game. The game I'm actually most interested in watching, quite frankly, is... Kansas City and Pittsburgh.
Really?
Yeah. I like Andy Reid. I think that's, I think either one of those two teams can make a run at the Patriots. I think Pittsburgh.
Really?
I think Pittsburgh's, not afraid of going into Foxborough. I think Andy Reid's teams are, they're running back. They got the fastest guy in the league on their team.
Yeah. He's good.
Right. I mean,
the way he hesitates at the hole, and then
they got the fastest guy in the league on their team, and I would like to see Belichick scheming against that thing. I mean, I think that's going to be a fun game to watch. I think the AFC game, could be fun to watch.
Yeah, and again, I think. Listen, I think Tomlin's a better coach than Andy Reid. I think again, Andy.
You don't think like Terry Bradshaw that he's a.
Terry Bradshaw, just go away.
Yeah, he's. They got to do something with him.
I mean, send him up to the farm. They're sending Chris Berman up to run around with all the other studio hosts that are right.
JB, Terry.
I mean, I actually like JB, but Terry. The shtick has gotten old. Refresh it.
Right. I mean, I think, but, so I think that's going to be a good game.
That's a game, though, where if the Chiefs are down late, do you trust Alex Smith to engineer a late drive for a comeback? Do you trust Andy Reid to call call offensive plays?
Right.
That are for more than 4 yards at a time.
No.
Yeah, No. The game's got to stay close. Otherwise, I have a hard time seeing the Chiefs make a comeback.
On a side note, by the way, did you see that Jake Arrieta of the Chicago Cubs is refusing to go to the White House on Monday?
Classy guy. Classy guy. I did not see that.
Yeah. Jake Arrieta, who had a
good season.
Two fantastic seasons in a row, is refusing to go to the White House with his teammates on Monday.
Fascinating. Fascinating.
I even if you don't like the guy, the president, don't you still go?
Now, according to ESPN, he's citing family reasons. Says he needs to be home. Mother-in-law is recovering from brain surgery. So,
all right.
And his son's having a tooth pulled that day. So he said he's insisting it has nothing to do with politics.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, if you want to throw politics into sports, I could see Atlanta being a little fired up because Donald Trump was tweeting this morning about how John Lewis should keep his mouth shut and how Atlanta's a hellhole. So
did he really say that this morning?
More or less. So
honestly, who picks a fight with John Lewis?
I don't know. Here, I'll actually read it to you. Not that we want to go in this direction.
Not that we're going sports here. I mean, not that we're going politics here. But
here's the tweet verbatim: Congressman John Lewis should spend more time on fixing and helping his district, which is in horrible shape and falling apart. Not to mention this, by the way, I'm just being two tweets. Not to mention crime infested, rather than falsely complaining about the election results. All talk, talk, talk. No action or results. Sad. To say that John Lewis is not really a man of action skips a couple of chapters in history. To say that a district that cuts through a large part of Atlanta is in terrible shape. I'm Atlanta. I'm fired up right now. So maybe it's bad news for the Seahawks.
It could be bad news for the Seahawks.
I got to tell you, I think it's great, by the way, that the Cubs are going in to see the president. I mean, he's a Chicago guy. Granted, he's
right.
He's a South Sider, right? Right. The White Sox are on the South Side.
Yeah, but is he a South Sider or North Sider?
He's a White Sox fan.
He's a White Sox fan.
And Michelle, definitely from the South Side. So
okay.
But I think it's great. He gets to celebrate a Chicago championship team. I mean, the Bulls didn't win any championships while he was in the White House. Right. So, true. So
the White Sox the White Sox won a championship while he was there?
No. No, White Sox got there in 2005.
Okay.
Right, against the back when was it Houston was still in the National League.
Yes, okay.
Ozzie Guillen's heyday. Yes. Back when Ozzie Guillen was a genius.
So this would be the Blackhawks won one. I think the Blackhawks won one.
Yeah, but I mean, like
that's hockey.
Yeah. I mean, Blackhawks could have won two. I don't know. They might have won two, maybe three. So
I think they did actually win two or three.
Maybe I'll Google that right now.
Yeah, I mean, but I don't know. I mean, I'm sorry, but if I was on a team that won a championship and you got invited to the White House, I mean, I think you'd go.
Yeah, listen. Yeah, they actually won three while Obama was in office.
Exactly. So.
10, 13, and 15. Hey, we'll get back to hockey a couple years from now when they bring the Whalers back to Hartford.
When they bring the Nighthawks back. We don't care about the Whalers around here.
Listen. I'm happy if they want to relocate the Whalers to New Haven. I'm good with that too.
Nope.
No.
Nope.
Don't call them the Whalers.
No.
You just want to call them the Nighthawks.
The Nighthawks.
What is a Nighthawk?
It's a bird. Right. It's a bird.
Okay.
I mean, the logo was a bird.
All right. Well, it was slightly before my time in New Haven. I've only been here for 12 years.
Yeah, I'm
relatively new to the city.
I still hold a grudge against the mayor there. You know,
we should probably have him on to discuss.
I don't think on the anniversary of him taking
your team away.
I don't think having the John DeStefano in studio talking about the Nighthawks is a good idea. There are still some crazy Nighthawk fans out there.
They'll know and they'll surround the
studio. It might be our highest rated show, however. We actually have to do call-ins that day and talk about, you know, and have John answer some questions about why he destroyed Nighthawk Nation.
I'm glad you've gotten over it.
Nobody got over it. It's the Nighthawks. I mean, it was, you know.
Listen, one of my bigger regrets in terms of memorabilia was forgetting and leaving my big New Haven Stadium poster in Rob Smuts's basement when I moved out.
Hey, you got to see if you can still get your hands on that.
Yeah. Well, I mean, his sister is still manages the building for him.
I'm pretty sure I know the guys who designed and draped that down the side of the...
Yeah, I'm sure you did. I'm sure you did. There's a gentleman in our office that was like, hey... I've got this puck from then. It's got his face on it. Could you imagine? Like, who crazy enough came up with that idea? And I'm like, I have no idea. can you believe it? I was like, no, really? I didn't have the heart to tell him who may have been involved in that.
Well, you know. Stefano destroyed the Nighthawks.
And you're definitely over. I mean, we could have world wrestling right now. I mean.
Right? I mean. To be fair, it's still a freaking parking lot over there. They could have left the damn building.
They're putting in a wonderful mixed-use something or other there.
I'll be living in Florida by the time that happens.
Listen, I got to tell you, I'm pretty excited. I thought there could have been an opportunity. Listen, Jordan's Furniture, I'm sure, is a wonderful corporate citizen here.
Right.
I would have put a stadium there. You want to put a stadium somewhere? Put one there.
No one's building stadiums anymore.
No one's built. Well, yeah. Some people are, but yeah. We've got the Walter Camp awards tonight.
Oh, yeah, Walter Camp. You know,
who's your favorite to win that one? Danny Werfel.
Danny Werfel. Jesus.
Gino Toretta.
No, this is 50th year for Walter Camp this year.
Only the 50th?
Well, 50th year of the dinner.
Okay.
I have to say, you know, I mean, as a kid growing up in the city, Walter Camp weekend was always a huge deal. They used to do a Saturday luncheon was just all kids. I remember for years going and, you know, I remember literally like sitting, seeing Herschel Walker when he was in Georgia, you know, just coming out of Georgia. I remember Deion Sanders as a kid. That luncheon was a lot of fun.
I feel like Deion would have been fun to hang out with.
Yeah, oh yeah, I'm sure he was.
Baker Mayfield, one of the nominees this year, by the way, got a shout out to my wife. He transferred away from Texas Tech.
Okay.
Was so upset when he left. He was a good quarterback.
I'll say this. I mean, like, you know, that weekend, you know, that luncheon was a lot of fun. You got to see these. I remember seeing Jumbo Elliott, Michigan, then, you know, longtime New York Giant. I remember being like, you know, but 13 years old and standing next to Jumbo Elliott and going like, oh my God, this guy was, you know, he's just a massive human being. I saw Jimbo Covert yesterday in Temple Grill. He's back in town.
Oh yeah.
Former Chicago Bear. But you know, it was a fun week, you know, that luncheon, you know, the dinners are brutal. The dinners are brutal. I've been to a few over the years, but the luncheon was always a great time. And if you were a kid and, you know, you used to run around and try to get autographs of all the guys.
Smart. Get it on the ground floor.
Yeah, no. Like, I mean, like, you know, you know, unlike a few years later or a few years ago when Johnny Manziel was sitting in the Omni signing things, it was done for much more of a, you know, like, you know, like, oh, you know, I got... You know whose autograph I got one year? Mel Allen's.
Mel Allen, really?
Mel Allen showed up.
How about that?
Yep, Mel Allen. I mean, I still have them. I know I still have a bunch of those autographs from when I was a kid. Oh. But you know, like that Walter Camp luncheon was a lot of fun. And then I have two good experiences from the dinner over the years. I can't mention one of them because it would definitely cost that.
Yeah, no, let's steer clear of that one.
Paul Bast his license. But I'll tell you what, one year, this had to be like a year after my father died. Maybe not even a full year. Steve Young was in town.
Wow.
And someone had told him, like, my father had just died. You know, here I'm like 14 years old. Steve Young spent like the entire night with me.
Get out of town.
Yeah. Like, it was, you know, like, he literally sat down with me and just talked to me like the entire time.
Wow.
Like, people were coming up to him and talking to him, and, you know, like, I you know, like, okay, you know, like, and he'd come back and sit right back, like, and just, like, just talk to me.
Wow.
You know,
that's,
so.
That's a classy move.
Yeah.
For a young guy at the time, too.
Yeah, right. I mean, and in fact, I don't even think he was at San Francisco yet. I think he was, like, riding the bench
in Tampa. The USFL?
Yeah, no, I think he was still in Tampa.
Wow. Wow, that's a great story.
Yeah, no, Steve, and became a huge Steve Young fan after that. But yeah, I mean, like, that, you know, though, you really saw some good guys who came through New Haven. You saw some real knuckleheads too. I mean, like, you know, I mean, I remember later on, you know, like, either working in the bar, hanging out in the bar, and Walter Camp weekend, you're just like, oh God, here come the jerks. But I mean, like, you know, it's, you know, the it's a lot of work to put that dinner on. Those guys do a lot of good work. They do a lot of good charity stuff. And that's, you know, it's something nice to come in. Talking to a couple of guys yesterday, actually, they're losing some of the players now because they want to just, they want to go to study, you know, they want to get ready for the combine.
Yeah.
Which, I mean, it's, I get that.
Maybe we should, you know, get together, put together some sort of training facility up here. That way they don't miss a beat.
Yeah, we should do like an NFL combine style here. That would be great.
Ooh.
Dude, run the shuttle drills.
Canole and Kanish combine.
Oh, dear God.
We'll have some special events. Hey, by the way, breaking news. Tottenham Hotspur took down your Baggies 4-0 on a Harry Kane hat trick and an own goal from your guys.
I don't know what anything you just said meant.
Tottenham beat West Brom.
Okay.
We're the Baggies.
The Baggies?
Were you the Baggies fan or you a Geordies fan?
Geordies.
Yeah. Well, either way, Tottenham won 4-0.
That's a lot of that's a lot of goals, right?
Yeah, that's a ton of goals. Tottenham came, I mean, they came out flying today.
Okay.
Exciting football, as it were.
Nobody cares.
Yeah, I know nobody cares, but, you know, I care. It's what I got. I don't have a lot. This is what I got.
All right. So, big day of NFL games this weekend.
Yep.
Maybe Joel will join us next week. Depends on what kind of illness he is.
Oh, carrying, spewing. I mean.
Oh, yeah.
I gave him the option, by the way, of calling in.
And he said no?
He said, nah. He said, I'm out, which I assume meant permanently from the show.
You know what? We should start interviewing co-hosts.
This could be like when Imus left the air.
Yeah.
And
we just start bringing in different people.
Yeah, WFAN just brought in different people. They had Whitlock for a while and David Gregory.
I like Whitlock, actually. He's kind of a snarky guy.
Yeah. I'm okay. Listen, my favorite sports guy is Lupica, so Connecticut resident, author.
He's kind of annoying, though.
Oh, I love him. Love him. Can't say anything bad. I was a big Dick Schaap fan, too.
Okay.
Anyway.
Schaap is all right. Sports reporters.
Sports reporters. Actually wrote a book on Robert Kennedy. Interesting guy. Really interesting guy.
Yeah, Schaap was a... Schaap played football. He was at
Syracuse, I believe.
Okay.
And I think he played lacrosse.
Okay.
I believe he played lacrosse with Jim Brown.
With Jim Brown,
he was
right.
Like the backup goalie on the team.
Jim Brown. Okay.
Yeah, another great all-around athlete. Anyway, so we'll start bringing in guest potential replacements for Joel.
Right. Should we see if Joe Beningo is available?
Listen, we'll bring on Joe Beningo. I'm going to try to work on some things for the bye week.
Okay.
For the NFL, maybe
all
a
right.
couple special guests. Some irons in the fire.
All right, we'll gear up for the last 3 weeks of football here. To division, we have the conference championship games next week, the bye week, and then obviously Super Bowl Sunday, which, you know,
if the Cowboys are in the Super Bowl, which as a Giants fan would break my heart, but I'd be excited because my wife would want to have a little Super Bowl party. You and the wife are invited. My wife's big Cowboys fan.
Is she a Cowboys fan?
Big Cowboys fan.
How did that happen?
She grew up in Texas.
It helps.
She hates Tony Romo. Big Cowboys fan.
Hmm.
Hates Tony Romo.
Okay.
So.
When is a big happy hour for your wife?
That would be Tuesday.
Tuesday?
Tuesday.
Go down and see Adriana?
Yeah. Keep that location secret. And so
invitation only, sorry.
Yeah, sorry guys. But at a local establishment. And hey, good show.
I mean, you know, we managed to get through it without Joel.
Got through it.
It's
hey, I gotta tell you, the amount of coughing, zero this week. Zero coughing, zero bathroom breaks in the middle of the show.
Yeah, I mean, I feel bad. I mean, I feel bad that the show's moving on without him. I mean, He pronounced he was back and then hasn't showed up since.
Listen, I'm working on some guest hosts, some special guests. We're going to move on like we never missed a beat.
You know, here's the other thing, though. I do think we need to bring Mitch on. I think we need to bring Cousin Mitch back, even if Joel's not back. Because I mean, I kind of miss Mitch.
Maybe we bring Mitch back at the NBA All-Star break.
Yeah,
right? I mean, like midpoint, talk about a little NBA. I didn't even do an NBA update because
once again, nobody cares.
Here's the update: the Knicks are terrible.
Knicks suck.
The Nets are even worse. and Isaiah Thomas has gone supernova for the Celtics.
Here's
who are going to get a top two pick because of the draft picks they got back in that trade.
I mean, at least the Nets have a plan. I mean, like, hey, they're going to suck for a while.
I actually think the Nets traded away a lot of their draft picks, I don't think they're going to be.
But the Knicks, Phil Jackson.
Hey, by the way, feel really bad about him and Jenny Buss splitting up.
Oh, I mean,
they were engaged for 14 years.
Were they engaged for 14 years?
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, you know.
You going to go Beyonce and say he's got to put a ring on it?
No.
All
right. Well, this was fun.
It was fun.
We're going. So just to recap quickly, you're going Seattle.
I'm going Seattle.
Patriots.
Pittsburgh. And
you have to go Cowboys here.
I've got to go Cowboys or she'll kill me. So Cowboys. Although Packers could put a game. You know, Packers have been there before. Cowboys have not recently.
All right. So I think the only one I agree with you on is Patriots.
Really? You're going KC, Atlanta.
Yep.
You're going Packers?
I'm going Packers.
Ooh. I mean, listen, my head says. Well, my phone just did something weird. Anyway, so interesting. Anyway, hey, great show, Joel.
Thanks, Joel.
We miss you.
Get healthy, or don't.
Or don't. we'll be back next week.
We'll bring Eli on.
I support that. Hey, have a great week, everybody. And I guess for my wife, go Cowboys.